Hi, thank you for joining Rebecca Kingsley, proprietor of Milvina. It's a private inn up on top of Spring Mountain, the best part of the Napa Valley. You can find out more information at www.millevigne.com. 1,000 vines in the Napa Valley. Thank you so much. I look forward to having you soon to come and relax and unwind.
You're listening to iWine Radio. Welcome to Wine and Dine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo-Chamberlain.
Hi there. This is Andreas Larson.
Hi, this is John Capon.
My name is Mathur Jaffrey.
Hi, my name is Heike Blatter. I'm from the Alto Adige region, or Südtirol.
Hi, my name is Paul Dolan. I am absolutely passionate about growing organic and biodynamic fruit for our wines.
Hello, my name is Lorena Garcia.
Hello, my name is Fritz Maytag.
This is Joyce Bach. I'm the author of Foodie Fight.
Hi, this is Lydia Mandavi, founder of 29 Cosmetics.
Cheers, this is Rob Barnett, CEO and founder of VinVillage.com, where wine lovers connect.
Well, today on Wine and Dine, we have an interesting series of conversation, the first of which is to introduce you to a winery that maybe several of you already know, but this is my first conversation with Tom Davies, who's the president of Visatui Winery in St. Helena, California. Tom Davies, that name sounds so, so familiar, and I'm sure that that there is a link in the back of my brain. Visatui Winery has a very interesting portfolio of wines, and I suppose what they probably consider their benchmark wines are their Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Valley, Syrah, Chardonnay, and Napa Valley Sauvignon Blanc. And coming up on Saturday, July 25th, they're having a midsummer Italian festival. There's actually a lot going on at Visatui. And Tom, thank you so very much for joining us today. And you're going to tell us all about the activities, because it sounds like the Visatui is very proactive, keeping connected with consumers.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for having me on your show. Yeah, absolutely. Maybe our paths have crossed at some point. I've been with Visatui for nearly 30 years.
Oh, my.
And we've had just a blast over years making great wines. And we do make a lot of different wines. And maybe it's unique. You know, we pioneered the direct-to-consumer model 30-plus years ago. And, you know, we probably weren't the first, but we were certainly among those wineries and to sell direct to the consumer. And I still think we're probably one of a handful of wineries in the nation that still sells its entire production direct of any significant size. And, you know, we're fortunate as winemakers where some wineries get to make only a few wines because they target a certain audience and, you know, they sell through the three tier. We sell to every person that comes through our front door, and we're so fortunate to have a great venue here in the Napa Valley and a unique business plan, and it enables us to make a lot of different wines. And just before the show here, I counted up. We have 45 wines now.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's amazing to us. But it's also very small lot winemaking. Many of the wines we produce, you know, less than 1,000 cases, maybe 500, and we'll sell it for a few months, and then we're out of it. And then we'll have another vintage a year later. So we certainly pride ourselves with our Cabernets. But we also pride ourselves in making a great Johannesburg Riesling or a wonderful Muscat. It's whatever we do, we try to do the best with.
Could you please give us a little history of Visatui Winery? When was it founded? And obviously the background is Italian.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, if we go way back, Vittorio Satui came from Genoa, Italy, in about 1880, and like most Italians that were coming here to America, and ended up many of them in San Francisco, and more specifically North Beach, and like most good Italians, of course, made wine, but that really wasn't what he was doing. He had a little shop there in town, and at the urging of his neighbors, he opened a little winery right on what is now Columbus. Street, right in the heart of North Beach, and this was in 1885.
Oh my heavens!
And actually grew the winery fairly big. The grapes always came from specifically here in St. Helena, Napa Valley, but of course the wine was made in the city because that's where all the commerce was. And we got some great photographs that show his son Mario delivering wine in the demijohns by horseback and wagon throughout the city. And so, quickly, what happened? A very bad thing came along in about 1920, as you know, Prohibition, and that of course shut the winery down. Vittorio, the founder, ended up going back to Italy, and the family sold the winery to a relative after Prohibition in about 1933-34 or so, and operated for a little bit longer, but virtually went dormant. And it really wasn't until the great-grandson, Dario Satui, restarted the winery here in the Napa Valley in 1976.
And he's the great-grandson?
Of Vittorio, correct.
Okay.
And we were the 46th winery to reopen in the Napa Valley after Prohibition. And there's now 400 wineries just in the Napa Valley alone now.
Wow.
But Dario came up with a unique business plan. You know, he maybe not the traditional lawyer, doctor that starts a winery here in the Napa Valley today.
Yeah.
He started with very little money, but he had a great idea and lots of enthusiasm, and that was to build a little winery here in St. Helena, sell all the wine direct to the consumer, because simply he couldn't have done it any other way. If he had to sell through the three-tier, of course, the brokers, distributors end up taking a big part of that margin. But he also had to come up with an idea, how do I attract people here to the winery? And so he got a permit to open a little deli. We put in a couple acres of picnic grove, and that's how it started. And I came here 30-plus years ago. We were still hand-corking and hand-labeling every bottle. It was a lot of fun. The industry was a little different back then. But we're very fortunate. We have just a lot of great fans. We get to meet all of our customers, and we're now to the point of seeing close to 400,000 visitors a year. So we're fairly busy.
Oh, my.
But you know, we say there's a reason why we're busy. And that is because we make great wines, and it's really all about the wine. And for us, of course, we win lots of awards, but whatever we do, we try to do it very well. And so we've developed a great deli. We have our own Italian chef from Campania. We home make all our salads and sandwiches and paninis, and we have a wonderful barbecue in the weekends and a great gift shop, and we have about four different tasting rooms depending upon, you know, if you're a member or not, and so there's always a lot going on here, but we've always catered to our guests, to the consumer, and we really listen to them, and so it's always a fun time here, and I think that's the reason people come back. We have about 40,000 people now on a mailing list.
Oh my.
And the only way to get on our mailing list is either join our wine club or purchase our wines by the case, and so we have a lot of brand loyalty, and maybe because, you know, you probably know this too. Most winemakers that are in the industry today, they spend, I don't know, maybe a third of their time on the road,
yes,
trying to sell their wine.
Yeah.
You know, we spend every day here at the winery in St. Helena, and this is, you know, 100% of what we do. And I think it gives us a little bit of a competitive advantage. Our winemakers really making wine, you know, not trying to sell it. And so all these things together, I think, have made for just a very successful business for us.
Now, I see that now through August 15th, depending upon what the wine is, there is a nice hefty discount by the case.
No, absolutely. We try to, you know, because we sell all direct, we think we have some pretty good pricing. But on top of that, we've always given incentives to purchasing wines by the case, and so we on certain wines we give double case discounts up to 20-25% off. We sell about a third of our wine just over the internet, or by people calling us on the phone, and the balance is sold here at the winery. So absolutely, our website has a lot of fun stuff on it, and if you go on there, you can see where we get all our different discounts, and it's like going to a wine shop in the sense that we have so many different wines, and you know, we like to say there's a wine for every palate. And so definitely check out the website.
And you're absolutely not kidding. I mean, you have sparkling wines ranging from dry to off-dry, several different vineyard sourcing of Chardonnay and other dry white wines. You have fruity white wines, mainly Riesling and a blend, and rosés, a dry rosé from White Zinfandel, off-dry from White Zinfandel, a dry rosé, and a Gamay Rouge. Zinfandels, that is a big part of your portfolio. You have reserve red wines, Italian wines, dessert wines. Yeah, I mean, you have all the bases covered. And now I have to ask you, director of winemaking, Brooks Painter, does he have a couple people working under him that's focused just on a particular type of wine?
Well, of course, that's a great question. In any successful business, and certainly any successful winery, it takes a team. And maybe just to back up a bit, we're farming about 75% of what we produce.
So really?
We grow a lot of our own grapes. We do everything ourselves. Even a lot of wineries here don't even have their own vineyard managers. They contract out for a vineyard management team, you know, as through a contractor. We have our own people that work for us that care for our own vineyards. And Brooks is just a fabulous winemaker, great pedigree, and he's put together a great team. And I think that's helped us make all these great wines.
Wow. Well, if you're heading to Napa Valley Saturday, July 25th, and then there's Harvest Ball September 19th, celebrating the cuisine of Lombardia with Michelin star chef Stefano Massanti. Tom Davies, thank you so very much for joining us today from Visatui Winery in St. Helena.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Lynn.
Well, of course, I have a link up, and you'll be able to go directly and purchase your wines. iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com.
Hi, this is Gina De Palma, and I'm the pastry chef at Babbo Ristorante and Enoteca in New York City. I am inviting you to pick up a copy of my new book, Dolce Italiano, Desserts from the Babbo Kitchen. And keep listening to Lynn on Wine and Dine Radio.
Hello, I'm Gillian Riley, and I'm the author of the Oxford Companion to Italian Food. And I'm really happy to appear on your program and hope that somehow I'm going to be able to share with you the enthusiasm I got from working on this book. If you enjoyed reading it as much as I enjoyed writing it, you're going to have a lot of fun.